Blog Talk Radio.
Is very annoying. Anyway, everybody, want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. Tonight we have a very, very, very special panel of co-hosts and guest hosts. Tonight, before I get into the subject of what's going on, let's introduce each other. You already know I'm Casey, CEO of She's On, lesbian. Tune into this station. His website is awesome, www.sheson.org. Fabulous. Next, we have co-host Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy is in the building. What's good, people? What's good?
Teddy P. Where you calling from, Teddy?
I'm calling from that good old 757.
What's 757? What is that?
Man, I'm in P-Town. I'm in Portsmouth, man.
Yeah. We don't know what P-Town and Portsmouth, where is it? Like, you know, it is, you know.
We get Norfolk. Everybody know about Norfolk and Virginia Beach and Newport News. I'm part of the seven cities.
Come on now, you know, we got people calling from Jamaica and Japan and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them know. You don't.
I already know. I don't want to, you know, I'm in Portsmouth, you know, 757 near Norfolk. Everybody know about Norfolk, so we close.
I'm just joking with you, Teddy. Next, we have on the line, Carly, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We have Nikki.
Hi, everyone.
So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about you.
I don't really know what to tell you. I'm a bisexual femme.
Oh, this is going to be an awesome show tonight. This is going to be awesome. Last but not least, we have another host of another show. I'm going to let her talk about that as well. Her name is Yaz. And Yaz, tell a little bit about yourself and your show.
Hey, what's up? Well, my name is Yaz. You know, I'm a stud calling from the QC, Charlotte, North Carolina, Queen City. And my show is pretty much kind of like this one. You know, we talk about certain issues in the LGBT community. It's on every Thursday at 11:30 Eastern time.
So y'all ladies, check that out. Show Yaz some support. We all we got. You feel me? Tonight, we have a note. And this is going to be an awesome show because we have everybody is a different, you know, label in the LGBT community. I am a no label. We have our two studs, and we have a bisexual femme. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear everybody's, you know, opinion of the different topics. So tonight, first we're going to talk about a user submitted this to me. So don't beat him up. You feel me? But let's go into the whole touch me not, the lesbians. Before I go into my opinion of this, what do you ladies think about? What do you ladies think about lesbians that do not want to be touched on sex? First of all, I'm gonna shoot over the Yaz. Tell me what you feel about that.
Man, touch me nuts. I mean, I see it as this. Why are you gonna call yourself a lesbian if you don't wanna be touched by a person you like? You know what I'm saying? If you like women, you kinda will assume that you would like to be touched only by women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, if, you know, you're a touch me not, then, you know, what pleasure you really get out of it? You know, understand there's the visual and there's the audio and the touching, you know, of being with a woman. But, you know, what real pleasure you get out of it of being in a touch me not? You know what I'm saying? So, being a touch me not is more of a, you know, I don't know. I don't see a real explanation of calling yourself a lesbian if you don't like to be touched by women.
I can definitely feel you on that. Next, we're going to get in from Teddy. Teddy, tell us, how do you feel about lesbians that do not want to be touched during sex?
I feel like, yes. I mean, how you going to call yourself a lesbian if you don't want to be touched? That defeats the purpose. You know, I mean, if you don't want to be touched, be by yourself. That's how I feel about the situation. Ain't no more to it.
I hear that. So, Nikki, I film on the phone. You are a film, right? So, talk to me and tell me what is your opinion on you dealing with someone that does not want to be touched sexually?
I first started dating females I dated to touch me, not stud, and it was cool because I didn't want to touch her in the first place. I just wanted to see what this whole lesbian thing was about. But now, if you don't want me to touch you, you can keep it moving because I love pleasure in a female. So.
Do your ladies hear that?
I
heard that likes to be pleased, and she like to please as well. That's what she got into this life for, to touch. So y'all touch me not. Stop acting like y'all don't want to spread them poopoo legs open and let the film touch me. if she not touching that poopoo knockly, guess what? It's another stud that will open them legs up. Y'all better talk to your ass and tell you, ain't that right? Y'all open them legs up on me.
If you won't do it, I will.
You hear that? Spread them balls.
Spread them.
Open the legs. So, my next topic for discussion, because we're gonna do something different tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have a little fun tonight. We're gonna talk about different discussions. But let's go ahead and get into the whole stud on stud relationship. Like, how do you feel about studs dating other studs? Let's go to Yaz first.
Studs dating other studs, I mean, love has pretty much no boundaries at all, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if that's what you, I personally don't do that because I just couldn't see myself with somebody that kind of has the same views as I do, you know? But, you know, I have nothing against it. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. You know, you want to be with a dominant, you know, basically a dominant female just like you are, you know, studish female, then, you know, that's what you want to do. That's whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? But pretty much love has no boundaries, you know. I really much cannot stand people that, like try to get on them for, you know, oh, so you basically can call yourself a gay dude because you're dating in quote-unquote lesbian dude. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got nothing against stud for stud. It's whatever you want to do.
I hear that. So Teddy, what's your view on the whole stud for stud relationship?
Like, yeah, it said, whatever floats they boat. You know what I'm saying? It like you say, love has no boundaries. You know, it is what it is. They, at the end of the day, we all women. If that's what they like to do, do you. Be happy in what you do. I can't see myself with one neither, but I don't discriminate. You know, I'm happy for them.
That's true. I like both of y'all answers. So I'm gonna ask for Phil's opinion on the whole stud for stud. How do you feel? And like, tell me the truth. I know you're Phil, right? If you want, tell me the truth now. Cause when I ask Phil this question, they have a whole total, not all of them, most of them don't, but, you know, you still have some that have their own outlook on it. So, Nikki, tell me your honest opinion. Tell me honestly now. Don't give me no bull crap. You feel me? Tell me, how do you feel about them sexy studs dating them other sexy studs? What is your input on that?
I personally don't care because I'm a sexy-ass fam that I date another sexy-ass fam and dare somebody to say something about it. So whatever floats your boat, it is what it is. Do you, sweetheart?
I know, man. Did y'all hear that?
Yes. 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 I heard it loud and clear.
So let me tell y'all studs out there that hating no other studs is dating studs. Nikki told you straight up. If two fams can get it in, my two studs can't get it in. What's the problem? If they like looking at each other hardcore poo-poo, let them do what they do. They got to live that life. If they in love, it doesn't matter who they in love with, let them do what it do. Let them love each other. There's nothing wrong with two studs getting it in, Timberland together, where it is what it is. Let them love each other, man. Life too short to be judging somebody else on who they love. Y'all need to figure out who the hell y'all love. That's what it is. Y'all got me cussing.
You cussing country, though.
I'm talking my voice, man. I'm talking my voice. I got a little country bump in me. I go Madea on the motherfucker, though. Y'all already know.
Oh,
I go Madea. Tell everybody. You hear me?
You go Madea, dog.
No, that's right. So quick question, family. Let me ask another question, right? So we have a long show ahead of us. We got doing this good. So how do you feel about women that don't shave their poo-poo? How do you feel about that? Would you all prefer to have your woman's pubes shaved or woof? Or beef?
Oh, God.
So let's go to Yaz. Yes, tell the ladies out there, like, let them know what you prefer, shaved or bushwhack. Which one do you know?
Alright, first of all, I ain't no Tara Sand, so I'm not gonna go in there and try to find my way through your jungle. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta keep it trim, or it gotta be waxed. Either two. If I see that I can braid that shit and give you some cornrows, I ain't going down south. Oh. That's it.
Where'd she go? Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost the host.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
How'd we do that? Come back.
Wilson.
Y'all are off the chain, man. Technical difficulties. You know what I'm saying?
You went away. We were sad. You went away for a minute.
Everybody, please excuse me. I have a low budget Android phone, you know, so please excuse my phone. And we're going to kill the phone out of the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to kill it out of the show.
Get the sledgehammer, bro. Get the sledgehammer. I got you.
Don't worry. This low-budget phone will be gone in a couple of years. You feel me? But we ain't going to go there. Look, let's get back to the show. I know y'all, what y'all was saying now? Okay, we was at Yaz, right? So let's go into Teddy. Tell us, do you prefer a shaving cuckoo or do you want it to be smacking in the face, thorns and bushes? Which one do you prefer?
I prefer it be trimmed and, you know, keep it neat, keep it clean, because I don't want to go down there. I don't want to get lost in the pom-pom. No. I'm going to have to send a search party for my ass.
I know that's right, shit, because I'm not going in no jungle to come get your brother. I love you to death, but.
I know. I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I know that's right.
If her pom-pom hair is longer than the hair that I got on my head, we got a problem.
Lord, if it's longer than your hair, Chad, she need to shave that.
I got a close thing. you know, it's a problem.
So, Nikki.
Yes.
How do you feel? How do you feel about the women in the shaved punani or the thick muscled tank tank? Which one do you think is better?
It definitely has to be shaved or cut down low for me. Being in the health field, that's not sanitary to keep all that nasty ass hair in between your legs, and it has an odor. But if that's what you choose to do, more power to you. But I won't fuck with you. I don't got time. I love myself too much.
Amen.
I know that's right. Well, my input
hair
on my input on the whole jungle pussy and the shade pussy. Let me tell you something, ladies. Let me tell you, ladies, something right now. You hear me? if you want KC to go down into that kingdom of yours, you better shut it down, because I don't do all, I got asthma. I'm allergic to mildew, pollen, mold, all that stuff. And if your pussy is big and bushy like it is, I'm going to need you to cut it down. You hear me? I need you to cut it all the way down to the poo-poo, the skin and everything, because I can't do it. I got, you know, all of us people, like, look out for the people that have asthma and allergy problems that's allergic to the bush. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We allergic to the dust, man.
Bro, I feel you on that one. I got allergies. I feel you on that one.
You know, I'm too serious for that. I'm too serious, you know. So, straight up, cut them wally mackles down, because you're killing us. We can't do it, you know. Can't stand them big bushy pussies. I need to cut that down.
Explain that to the doctor. Why are you in here today? Well, I went for a trip.
Just don't care about us and over here they can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fair, man. It is not fair. So, quick question. We need a topic. We need a topic right quick. Let's go ahead and give them a little topic right quick. I do have a topic from somebody a few minutes ago asking about the beef and the negativity in the LGBT community. We have discussed that before. discussed that before. So I'm going to just give you the link to that. It's www.blogtalk.com/lastalk with a hyphen. Yeah, since you are a guest on the show, give me a topic.
Talk about... I could discuss so many topics, too. Could talk about what people think about studs, you know, with babies, you know, the dominant female in the relationship giving birth to a baby. Because so many people look at that as a taboo sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Let's talk about that one.
Well, since you brought that up, Tom, tell them, how do you feel about studs that give birth to children?
Okay, let me start off by saying, at the end of the day, whether you wear boxers, whether you wear briefs, whatever you wear, at the end of the day, you still have something called a VJJ. All right? Therefore, you're still a woman. At the end of the day, you're still a woman. You know? So if it's your choice whether it's not your choice and something happened, something unfortunate happened, and you have a baby, why it should be up to somebody to judge you for you having a baby, you know what I'm saying? If you want to have a baby, you want to bear a child, you know, that's your own decision as a woman. Your label, or your sexual orientation should have nothing to do with that.
Right.
That's how it is. You know,
hey,
you're a woman.
Right, I got experience on that one.
Well, Teddy, why don't you tell us how you feel about the stud burn in chat? How do you feel about that?
It's like this. I'm a stud that bore two children. I got a 13-year-old and a 5-year-old. So I have no problem with that. Like, and everybody say, you at the end of the day, you're a woman. You want to choose to have a baby? By all means, go through the 9 months in the pain of having a baby. That's your choice. Because people will look down on me because I got kids. Don't look down on me because I got kids and you don't. That's not my fault.
Okay. And, Nikki, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about stuff that's burning children?
I feel that, I mean, it's your choice at the end of the day, but as long as you stick to what you're doing, if you're going to mess with females for a long period of time, then mess with females. Don't go get pregnant on your femme girlfriend if that's not something that you and her have already discussed. It's a way, it's, you know, more issues involved with studs having kids and why people don't approve of it. But I'm like, more power to you. If I can't have kids, I will want the stud that I'm with to volunteer to have a child for me so we can have a family.
y'all sure y'all want me to tell you how I feel?
Hey, go ahead, bro.
This is how I feel, straight up. no, you know what I'm saying, whatever. This is how I feel about studs having children. It is a difference between a stud planning a child and a stud going out and having sex with Billy because she's horny. You know what I'm saying? Planned pregnancy is always a plus. That's just you're born, like Gaz said, you're born as a woman to conceive a child. You feel what I'm saying? But I do not support, those bisexual studs that are out there that just jumping on every dick in America for fun. They're just jumping on every dick in America for fun. Coming back to Cindy like, hey, what's up, babe? You know what I'm saying? Let me bend you over. Nah, nigga, you just got bent over. Uh-oh, that is nasty. That is nasty. You know what I'm saying? That is not cute. I don't care who you are. If you a piggy, a donkey, a buffalo, a stud, a slim, or whatever, no label, if you want to spread them eagles and have you a baby, you deserve to be miserable, too. Everybody deserves the right to be miserable. You hear what I'm saying? You got the pain. Why you can't have the pain? Why you can't experience that?
Right.
Because I want a baby myself. You feel me? To be real with you, I want a child myself, but you better believe it's going to be playing. You hear me?
If you don't want to have none, I got two that you can have.
Let me tell you something. I will babysit them babies for you. You hear me? As long as you got food stamps here, bring me some crabs and some food and
stuff. Bro, you know I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. You seen my son. My son cute, man. Come on now.
I'm only babysitting for chicken. Babysitting for chicken, that's all. Got some chicken, some collard greens and something. A nice meal for me. And Lunchables for them. We all cool. We cool. You feel me?
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. It's just like this. Both my kids were playing. It ain't like I wanted to do this, you know, but as of right now, I'm not having any more, but if I be with somebody that, you know, can't have kids and we sit down and plan it, then, yeah, I have another one. It got to be planned, though.
So I have a quick question. And son, and bro, that's good. That's why, you know, it takes a real bush to come out there and say, look, if my wife can't have a child, I will have one for her. That's love. You feel what I'm saying? And any woman would be lucky to be with somebody like that, because there's a lot of people that's pointing for society that doesn't believe in having a baby because they feel like they're going to be a faggot. Somebody going to call them a faggot. Somebody going to call them not a stud, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly why I left that stud title alone a long time ago when I heard them say studs can't get hit. And when I heard them say studs can't get hit, that's when I said, you know what, boo-boo? I put my hand down. This ain't for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Like, no.
So, bro, if you want to have a child, I'm behind you 100%. You got me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go through the whole pregnancy with you.
Just go get me some ice cream and some tacos. We good.
So, somebody has a question for you, Nikki. Nikki?
Okay.
Okay, this is the last question tonight because we are running out of time. We got to get our callers in. A person asks, pretty much because you are a bi female, they want to know, do bi females lean more to the ladies or the men? Do you tell the women you meet that you are a lesbian, and how do they react?
I tell everybody that I meet and feel like it's something potential with them that I'm bisexual, take it or leave it. I hope that answered your question. You either take me or leave me. You got to take me as a whole. I have a daughter. You got to take her. If you don't accept her and accept me as a whole, as me accepting you as a whole person, flaws and all, then you don't need to be in my life and you can keep pushing.
Well, since you all heard Nikki say that, Teddy, tell me, how do you feel about bisexual women? And Nikki, there's no offense, we just jump in the conversation, okay?
No, it doesn't offend me.
To me personally, it doesn't matter as long as the woman is like, keep it 100 with me in the beginning. If I'm meeting her and that's how she is, tell me right off the top, oh, I'm bisexual. I have no problem with it. I've dated bisexual women before. I have no problem. As long as you tell me in the beginning. Don't tell me 2, 3, 4 months or a year from now.
I hear that.
You know, and if that bisexual woman has kids, damn right I'm going to accept the kids. Because I got 2 kids of my own. If you don't accept me or my kids, then I can't talk to you. You can hit the bricks.
I hear that. And, yes, how do you feel about bisexual?
Well, bisexual woman, you know, I mean, like, to me, I got no problem, you know. I love women, pure point blank, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're bisexual, whether, you know, straight or whatever, I love women. But here's the point. If you're going to be bisexual and you're going to be with me on, you know, don't go around, you know, talking to dudes too while you're dating me, you know what I'm saying? I got no problem with a bisexual woman. And if she has kids, just like bro say, you know, I think the man is part of the package.
Maybe
so,
that.
You know, that's just the way I see it.
I hear that. Well, Nikki, I'm just going to tell you straight up how I feel about bisexuals and how I feel about what, you know, what bisexuals got going on. Me, personally, I am 100% dominant. I love women. I'm with the ass right there. You know, if you're a woman, you got the appropriate package that a woman is supposed to have, and you are single and I am single and the chemistry is there, then guess what? I'm going to holler at Nikki straight up. I'm going to holler at the bisexual woman. I don't care. I don't discriminate with a woman because she likes men too. Who gives a shit? The main part of the part of... I can't even get the word out.
Nope.
The main goddamn reason is she like women, and she's a woman that like women. Why can't we embrace her in our community as a woman that like women, despite her liking men? Who cares? She has a right to like who she want to like. We got a right to like who we want to like. So if she like both, baby, God bless you. And look, I support you. I support everything you do. I don't care. You could be dating goats and shit. Who the hell is a person that tells you that they're goats? And we can't date men, we can't date women. I don't give a hell who you date. You hear me? I don't care. I support you. I support everything you do, baby. So keep your head up, keep hope alive. And anybody that don't support you, tell them kiss your ooh-ha. You know? And now is the time we're going to take some callers. So, callers, what I need you to do right now, if you want to talk to me, KC, yes, Nikki and Teddy, I want you to press 1 right now. I'm going down the list of callers. We have 46 callers, ladies.
46?
Oh, get it now. Woo, that's a lot of people, y'all. I can't get everybody out. We got 15 minutes spam right now. But if you want to talk to us, please press 1 right now. I'm going to area code 623-846. If you want to talk to us, please make it brief. Hello, 8046. I mean, I'm sorry,
623-846. Hi, KC. This is my love. How are you guys this evening? Good. I'm the one who asked the bisexual question. Question for the studs. If a young lady says that she is bisexual and is currently dating a man, would you guys still date with the young lady?
Me personally, Would I still date her if she's still dealing with men?
Correct. If she's still having sexual... So she has a boyfriend or a man at home, but her man allows her to go venture off and, you know, play with the lesbian side. Do you guys still go for the person who is still having sexual intercourse with men? Or do you see that as a safety issue?
Me personally, it's just not no disrespect or anything. I want a woman sexually that... is with me. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if she's bisexual, that's okay. But I need her to be at the moment with me right now. You feel what I'm saying? You need to be with me at this. Look, who did you, who was the last person you had sex with? It was a man. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna think about it, but I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna do it. You get what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna say I am gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? But I do know that I support her. I support that sexual woman. That's all I was saying.
Oh Lord.
It just it depends on my hormones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I need ass right now. But thank you for calling. And we have to get to our next caller. 804-938.
804-938.
My name is Whitney, a.k.a. Sha.
Hey, Sha.
Hey.
I knew this was your
number. Mm-hmm. It wasn't before. But I just want to comment about the bisexualness. It don't really matter to me. I just don't like the flip-floppers. The ones who can't choose what they want, because that's putting you in risk, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's not fair. I just feel like they should choose what they want.
Right.
That's all. And I love the show.
Thank you for supporting, and see you next time. Let's go to our next caller, 732-693. 732-693. Hello, 732.
That would be me. I'm Chrissy.
Hello.
And actually, I don't even have a comment. I just wanted to call in and support. You recently added me to your New Jersey, Delaware, and a couple other states group on Facebook. And I've been seeing your posts for a couple of days, and I just wanted to call in and support.
Thank you so much for the support. I appreciate that. Really do.
Not a problem. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right. 763-432. 763-432. Are you here?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Casey. Well, I am one of your Facebook friends, and I don't know about the bisexual conversation, but I was just seeing that about studs getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I love it. I am married. I've been married for 4 years. We have 4 kids together, 4 boys.
Yeah.
And we are trying to have a fifth, and she has tried to get pregnant for us due to my sickness. You know, I do have diabetes and other things going on myself. So, yes, I support studs getting pregnant. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like at the end of the day, we're all women, and that's how we, you know, supposed to look at that.
Well, congratulations to you, and I wish you all good luck in your process.
Thank you, and I wish you luck with everything that's going on with yourself, and you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 804-398. Are you here? 804-398?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
What's up, Ike?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? I just want to call. Of course, I'm supporting, and yes, but I want to call and I want to comment on all of the topics, really. But, like, the stud on stud, it doesn't matter. Love is love. It's no discrimination of all. I mean, no one can tell you who you're supposed to love, who you're supposed to be with. Have all the kids that you want to have as long as you provide a good and healthy family and a stable life for them. And what's the other topic? Shave, yes, always. Please keep it clean. I don't want to suffocate either, okay? A little peach fuzz is good sometimes, just a little bit. A little peach fuzz is okay. It might tickle the chin a little bit, but not too much that it makes you choke when you come up for air, though. But other than that, I just want to say to my brothers, I'm so proud of y'all. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ladies, do not know that is Miss Juicy Cadell. She will be a performer at She Pride 2012. So, you ladies need to check.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. Can't wait. She Pride. Here we come.
Yeah, I'm a supporter. I'm a supporter. She needs a supporter. All right, sis. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, y'all. Love much.
Bye. Love too. All right. All right. Next, we're going to be taking area code 864-395. 864-395, are you here? Hello? All right. Let's go to the next person. They hung up. I'm sorry for that. 804-513-835, are you here? 513-835, are you here?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Right. Okay, so I'm on Facebook right now, and I was commenting on your status about like the different topics, and I see that Nikki is active bisexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
I think that everything you're saying is kind of backwards. You're saying that it's that you're calling basically sex who accepts faggots, and I think that's just closed-minded and ignorant because we're all women. We're lesbians. We love women, regardless whether whatever they wear, we still love women. And as far as them having babies, whether they chose to have the baby or whether they laid down and had, you know, whether they laid down to have that baby or whether it was a choice to go to the clinic and have that baby or if something happened, that's their choice. And they want to be a mother, they chose that responsibility. That's what they want to do with their life. And I feel like if you're going to judge them, then maybe how would you feel if someone judged you based on what you're saying or your situation?
I'm not judging at all. I feel that if you're my stud girlfriend and you go out and cheat on me to get pregnant and it's not something that we discuss, yes, it is a problem, and yes, I'm judging you. As far as a stud going and jumping on every Tom, Dick, and Harry to get pregnant, I have no problem with that because I can't send you to heaven or hell. Nor judge anything that you're doing, but as long as you're with me and in my presence and my family and you're mine and you go and fuck somebody else, femme or stud, then that becomes a problem. It's what I was saying.
So how do you think they feel if you go out and fuck some dudes? What do you think they think about you?
I personally don't care, to be honest with you, how anybody feels about me.
Well, that just shows
I am bisexual.
You have, so it is what it is. I'm not about to say and argue with you. I have my opinion. I'm
right.
Say what I want to say. So that's how I feel.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller.
Yeah, next caller.
Yeah,
A6-0.
Yeah, why y'all laughing, y'all? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'm laughing because it was getting kind of serious, and I'm like, oh, we
yeah.
Can yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
serious. That was just off the chain. Area code 860-214. Are you here? Area code 860-214. All right. I think that's everybody. So as a end cap, I would like to thank Yaz and Nikki for coming on the show tonight. Thank you for your participation. I really do appreciate that. Ladies, Yaz, go ahead and tell everybody the link to your show again so they'll know where to go.
The link to my show is www.blogtalkradio.com/ Jazzed Out, and when you spell Jazzed Out, it'll be YAZ, it will be in all caps XEDXOUT.
All right, you ladies heard it. Y'all go out and check out Yaz because I know her stuff is going to be a hot one. Please check her out, please show her support. I want to thank my co host Teddy for being on the line with her crazy self.
You know it, you know it. You're welcome, man.
And Nikki, don't worry about that. Right. Don't
oh,
worry
I'm
about
fine.
That.
If I just
all on
the kids,
here.
Won't we get them?
We all on here to, you know, have a good show. And to the caller who just called in, thank you for giving your opinion on it. We do appreciate that. No show is not a show without a debate. Always remember that. Everybody's opinions are going to be different. We all have different opinions. And this show right here is pretty much to say what you want to say out your mouth. So if you say what you want to say, we always going to give it back to you, 100. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, thank everybody for calling. She's on radio. Remember, lesbians, you have a new website for you, www.shezone.org, where you can get all the information for the lesbian events, the lesbian celebrities, She Pride, anything you want to know is on shezone.org. All right. Thank y'all for calling, and good night.